Hoping to attract more restaurants to downtown Springfield, Massachusetts, the city has begun accepting applications for a new loan program. Mayor Dominic Sarno said Springfield used $1.5 million from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development to create a dining district development fund with a goal to fill now empty storefronts, create new jobs, and bring new vitality to the core of the city's downtown.
We have a vision, and we feel we can build on bringing empty nesters, baby boomers, and young professionals not only to work downtown and stay downtown after work, but to move downtown.
The loan fund is for new full-service sit-down restaurants. Springfield Chief Development Officer Kevin Kennedy said there was a lot of initial interest in the program even before applications became available in late February.
Restaurants have some difficulty getting on bank financing, and this loan fund is meant to offer somewhere in the 2-3% range for loans up to $200,000 and with a reasonable repayment schedule if they will open a additional restaurant in the so-called dining district.
The dining district is a somewhat loosely defined area of downtown that includes an entrepreneurial-driven innovation center located just steps from the recently renovated Union Station and roughly three blocks from where the MGM Casino is under construction.
Everybody kind of thinks, is that going to be in competition with the MGM Resort in the south end of town? Frankly, MGM's look at this is the more the better. If we can get more and more attractions throughout downtown, everybody's going to make out better. So I think it's going to work.
The city will contract with a nonprofit, Common Capital, to review the applications and service the loans. Kennedy said the city is planning to spend $300,000 to widen sidewalks to make space for outdoor dining. Also, there are improvements planned to public spaces within the prospective dining district. The Springfield Park Commission has approved design plans to restore Stearns Square and Duryea Way. Stearns Square is a block-long, tree-shaded patch of grass and dirt with crumbling stone benches and a non-working water fountain. Duryea Way is a small plaza. Kennedy said the restoration plan calls for new landscaping, trees, paved walkways, new park furniture, and fixing the water fountain.
So the bid should be out very shortly, and we're hoping to get in the ground sometime this summer or fall.
The estimated $1.2 million price tag will be paid for with federal and city funds. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Todd Hill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.